the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, we know that the mainstream media, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, their entire goal is to have mail-in voting. But while looking at everything that's been going on, I see there is an underlying plan. And I do believe that Trump, his administration, they already know the playbook. And I believe what they're doing right now is they're pushing mail-in voting for a specific reason. Now, is it because they want to manipulate the votes? Yes, they will try to do that. But I think there's another reason behind all of this. And Trump was tweeting out today about delaying the election and talking about mail-in voting. Obama was at John Lewis's funeral ceremony, and he broke out into voter ID and mail-in voting, which is kind of odd and strange to do at a funeral. But there was a reason for all of this. And I do believe that Trump was sending us all a message of what their plan is and what they're trying to do. Remember when Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, and the rest were out there and they were telling everyone that if he loses, he's not going to leave the White House. He might have to be dragged out of the White House. Now, one way you can think of that is that, well, they might assassinate him and drag him out of the White House. Or it could be because of what is happening with mail-in voting, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit. And it's going to take what is happening right now with the pandemic, with mail-in voting and hydroxychloroquine, and put it all together. But first, before we get to that, we know that Biden, he's going to be picking a VP. Now, Politico put out a news article saying it's going to be Kamala Harris. They took it down. And a lot of people are thinking, yes, it must be Kamala Harris because they did that. But what's very interesting is that Susan Rice, she's going to be, or she is on the Biden ticket for VP. Now, why in the world would she be on the ticket? Why would she even want to be vice president? She has no regional constituency because she has never run for elected office. So why is she up for the VP slot? Well, think about it for a second. Remember what Q told us? They think that they're protected if they're running for the presidency. So if she's on the ticket, she thinks she'll be protected. Biden will be protected. Obama will be protected. Everyone will be protected from what is going on. And once again, we know that they have a trick up their sleeve. Do we actually think Biden is the real candidate? No, we do not. Now, these are just people that they're bringing up, but we'll have to wait to see how this really turns out and see who actually becomes the vice president. Now, it doesn't mean the person who is vice president, it doesn't mean that this person's going to stay in that spot, because I think they're going to do the old switcheroo. And I do believe that Trump and Q have already mentioned this, that something is going to happen. Now, very interestingly, we know that John Brennan, Clapper, and the rest, they had the ability to see classified information because they had access. After you're in that position, you kind of keep your access to see classified information. But Trump, his administration started to take access away from all these individuals. And it seems that John Brennan, he was working on his memoir, and he realized he can't access his own classified notes. So it looks like Brennan's access was removed. Clapper's access was removed. Clinton's access was removed. And let me just read a portion of this article. He writes in his forthcoming book, Undaunted, My Fight Against America's Enemies at Home and Abroad, that after months of haggling, he discovered the CIA was abiding by the directive Trump gave in August 2018 that purportedly forbids anyone in the intelligence community from sharing classified information with me. The White House confirmed the directive was being enforced, which is news considering The New York Times reported in May of last year that the president never revoked Brennan's security clearance. And it seems that, yes, Trump did revoke the security clearance of all these individuals. Just because you don't see it out in the public eye, just because you're not hearing it every single day, there are certain things that are going on behind the scenes. And they're not going to give the full plan out to everyone because then the deep state would know. That'd be ridiculous. Q gives us hints. We research those hints to figure it out. Now, very interestingly, we knew this from the beginning. With Flynn's case, they were going to try to delay until the very, very end. And that's exactly what they're doing. This is from Technofog. It says, Flynn update. The order compelling Judge Sullivan to dismiss the case is vacated. The case will be reheard by the court sitting en banc. Oral argument is set for August 11th. One issue of note, whether there are no other adequate means to attain the relief desired. So it looks like they're going to try to drag this out. Now, what do you think is going to happen? The Department of Justice, they don't want to press charges. There's nothing there. The evidence shows that Flynn is innocent. And I'm wondering, at this point, are we going to see that 302 that is missing to shut this whole thing down? This would be a perfect opportunity to bring that out, to show that Flynn was completely innocent and all of this was for nothing. And once he is free, it is game over. And they know this. And this is why they had to drag it on as long as possible. Actually, Sullivan should be completely removed as a judge after this. Now, what's very interesting, a couple of days ago, there were a lot of people tweeting out things about dogs. And we know from Q that if someone is tweeting out about a dog, a missing dog, or my dog died, or something about their dogs, there's going to be a funeral. Well, today we had John Lewis. He had a funeral. But what's very interesting about all of this, it was on the same day that Ghislaine Maxwell documents were supposed to be released. So do you think it was to clog the news cycles because they thought all those documents were going to be released and they didn't want people to know? I do believe so. But it seems that the judge now has ordered that these documents be released. Now, the mainstream media was out there saying that the documents were going to be delayed until next week after the legal team filed a last-minute appeal. But it seems that the judge says, no, we're releasing these documents. Now, I believe it might be tomorrow or Monday or whenever it's going to be released. But the day that the funeral was set, because they thought Ghislaine Maxwell was going to have her documents revealed to the public, it seems now it's been pushed off and they missed the mark. Now, very interestingly, today is the World Day Against Trafficking in Persons. And the FBI joins all partners throughout the world in reaffirming our commitment to rescuing human trafficking victims and bringing their perpetrators to justice. Now, that's very interesting. It's happening on July 30th. Now, Trump, he tweeted out something about pizza today. So today was pizza, and we know what that stands for. We know that today is World Day Against Trafficking in Persons, and Julian Rumm decided to put all this together. So what do we have? We have Trump's tweet. Support Patio Pizza and its wonderful owner, Guy Galliguri, in St. James, Long Island. Great pizza. Today we learned that Herman Cain passed away. And this is the headline from CNN. Herman Cain, a former presidential candidate and ex-CEO of Godfather's Pizza, has died from coronavirus. He was 74. So then this was July 30th, 2020. So if we go back to post 3565, which was July 30th, 2019, 1 year prior, it says Godfather 3. It's going to be biblical. Then Todd Bergun, who is also known as JM, tweeted this out. Little St. James Island Pizza 5x5, referring to what Trump tweeted out, St. James, Long Island, Little St. James, Epstein Island. Then we have Enoch. Enoch decided to put all of this together. We have Cain and Abel. We have Herman Cain, the World Day Against Trafficking in Persons, July 30th, and it fits right into post 3565. It's going to be biblical, which is Cain and Abel, which was Herman Cain's last name, Cain. We have Godfather 3, which was his pizza place, and it's about human trafficking. So all of it fits together. Now, what's very interesting, during the hearing with A.G. Barr, A.G. Barr let us know that John Bash was handling the unmasking. But John Bash has done other things. If we go back to May 26, 2020, San Antonio man sentenced to federal prison on child pornography charges. Who handled that? John Bash. And John Bash handled a lot of cases that had to do with child pornography. And now he's on A.G. Barr's team, which I find very interesting. So I wonder if he's looking into a lot more than just unmasking. Now, we know we had this tech giant hearing yesterday. And it seems that the tech giants, they had their canned answers. Yes, Jordan was fantastic. Gates was fantastic. Calling them out on all these different things. Pulling up real facts and putting it to the tech individuals. And of course, they always knew nothing about it. But a couple things that came out of this, and this is from Derek Kam. During congressional hearing with tech giants, Matt Gaetz tells Amazon chief Jeff Bezos to get a divorce from SPL Center. Amazon uses SPLC's hate group list to determine whether charities are eligible for Amazon's Smile program. Matt Gaetz responded to this and said, SPLC placed Dr. Ben Carson on an extremist list. Let that sink in. Well, first of all, that's just unbelievable. Second of all, why do we have a group which is determining what is hate, what isn't hate, and why are they putting people on lists? Remember, the First Amendment has nothing to do with hate. Because remember, each group is different. Something that bothers one group doesn't bother another. But we have an unelected private group that is dictating to the American people what you can say. What does that sound like to you? Think about it for a sec. Now, we know that Trump has been pulling back troops out of the Middle East. He's making countries pay up, and I do believe this is all for the transition of the economy. And when countries do not pay up, like in their fee in NATO, he removes the troops. Let them fend for themselves. He's defunding the World Health Organization. He's going after the World Trade Organization. And he's moving troops out of Germany. Approximately about 12,000 troops. And this is what he tweeted out. Germany pays Russia billions of dollars a year for energy, and we're supposed to protect Germany from Russia. What's that all about? Also, Germany is very delinquent in their 2% fee to NATO. We are therefore moving some troops out of Germany. Does it seem like Germany needs protection from Russia? No. They don't need protection from Russia. Actually, Russia's really not a threat. Actually, this is what the deep state did. They created Russia to be a threat. But the real threat is over there, China. Now, with this whole pandemic, we know that the deep state, the mainstream media, their entire tactic is to push fear. Listen, if there was COVID right now and you didn't have to wear a mask in the store, at restaurants, to go to work, would you think anything is wrong? No. To keep people afraid, they had to have people see it every single day. This is why they're making masks mandatory. Now, there's another reason why they're making masks mandatory. This has to do with the riots, because there are certain locations where you're not allowed to wear a mask. But if it's mandatory because of a pandemic, then you have to wear a mask. So Fauci was out there, and now he's suggesting that people wear goggles or face shields as an added measure of protection. So let's think about this for a sec. Now he wants people, he's suggesting that people wear goggles and face shields to protect you or to keep you in fear. And remember, there's always different agendas associated with this. Tom Fitton tweeted this out. There are no randomized control studies showing mass lockdowns, mask mandates, school closings, destroying economies work to control the spread of coronavirus or any other type of virus. Show me the controlled study that we can repeat over and over and over. Let's talk about protecting yourself. A new bill in Washington is trying to invade your privacy. It's called the Lawful Access to Encrypted Data Act. Using a VPN will hide your location online, and it will allow you to surf the web anonymously. I only use Virtual Shield VPN. Virtual Shield is built from the ground up specifically for your privacy protection. It's fast, reliable, and secure. It's available on iPhone and Android devices. And for those people that listen to X22 Report, Virtual Shield, they have an exclusive offer. 50% off any VPN plan on virtualshield.com. Go to virtualshield.com/X22 to start protecting yourself. Click the link below. There isn't one. And I'm talking about the controlled study group that shows us it protects the American people, that it works. They don't have it. What do they have? They have studies that show that masks don't work. So yes, Fauci's pushing more fear. Wear a mask, wear goggles. But is he sending a message to the rioters? If you only wear a mask, you can be identified. So wear goggles. Wear a face shield to blur your face or to hide your face so nobody can see you. It also protects you from tear gas, pepper spray. So is this a message telling us that the next wave of rioting is about to begin? I do believe so. I think they're preparing for something else. Now, very interesting. Dr. Emmanuel, she has been asking COVID patients to come forward. And it seems that Twitter did not like this. Now, remember, these are the frontline doctors where they came out and they started to talk about HCQ. And all of a sudden, the video started to be shut down. You couldn't play it anymore. They didn't want you to see it. Twitter was suspending accounts. And since she was telling people to come forward, Twitter decided to suspend her for 6 days because she was asking patients. Now, that's very interesting. Remember, she's a doctor. She uses the medication. She treated patients. She has firsthand experience in all of this. Now, Representative Louis Gohmert, he took a test and it shows that he has COVID-19. Now, they're blaming it on him because he didn't wear a mask. That's why he got it. But he is going to take HCQ and the regimen to get better. Now, when he gets better, that's going to show everyone that it works. Very interesting. Now, to shut everything down, the state of Ohio Board of Pharmacy, they're saying that they don't want anyone selling chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine in Ohio. They're just putting a stop to it. But it seems that the governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, decided that, no, this is not a good decision. Dr. Simone Gold, one of the frontline doctors, tweeted this out. Good news, Governor Mike DeWine has just announced he's reversing his decision to block hydroxychloroquine prescriptions for treatment of COVID-19 in Ohio. This is a step in the right direction. We cannot allow the continued politicization of medicine. And this is what the governor said. I agree with the statement from Dr. Stephen Hahn, commissioner of the FDA, that the decision about prescribing hydroxychloroquine to treat COVID-19 should be between a doctor and a patient. So therefore, I am asking the Ohio RX Board to halt their new rule prohibiting the selling or dispensing of HCQ or chloroquine for the treatment and prevention of COVID-19. And we'll come back to the FDA in just a minute. Now, we know there's a Yale professor, and his name is Dr. Harvey Risch. He is saying, and he's accusing Dr. Fauci of waging a misinformation campaign against the drug hydroxychloroquine, claiming the medication has shown consistently encouraging results in treating of COVID-19. Now, what's very interesting is that the mainstream media put out or displayed this Lancet report, used that to show that it's dangerous. They displayed the VA observational report to say that HCQ is dangerous. Both were debunked. The Lancet was retracted. We have all these studies from France. We have one from the Henry Ford Center. We have all these doctors. We have another study from India. Actually, Dr. Harvey Rich has 12 different studies showing how HCQ works. So let's put all this in perspective. We have two reports that were retracted, and we have all these other reports that have been peer-reviewed. There were clinical trials, and it shows promise, but we're not allowed to talk about it. Think about that for a second. Now, we know that Dr. Stephen Hahn from the FDA said that, yes, doctors should be able to prescribe this drug to their patients as between them. Remember, you just can't walk into a CVS or a Walgreens and say, where's the aspirin? Oh, there it is, hydroxychloroquine. Let me take that bottle and take it home. It has to be prescribed by a doctor. You don't think the doctor knows what they're doing? You don't think the doctor knows their patient? Of course they do. So let me read this tweet from Dr. Stephen Hahn, the head of the FDA. While we at FDA wait for the data from controlled trials to determine the safety and efficacy of HCQ for the treatment of COVID-19, physicians should make the decision about prescribing HCQ while assessing the risk and benefits in the context of the doctor-patient relationship. So this doctor of the FDA already let us know that they're waiting for the data to determine the safety and efficacy of HCQ. Wow, that's interesting. Keep that in mind. But Tom Fitton responded, US FDA does, docs can and should decide as to whether to prescribe hydroxychloroquine to treat coronavirus. So keep all this in mind, that they're waiting for the trials. They're waiting for the data to come in to approve it. Now let's think about what's going on right now. Is this really about a virus or about something else? So the mainstream media, the deep state, they're pushing fear, masks, and now goggles. The mainstream media, the deep state, they're pushing mail-in voting. The mainstream tests voting by mail. They set up a P.O. box. They mailed in some ballots, and this was on CBS, from all over the city in Pennsylvania. They went to the P.O. box, and guess what? Ballots were missing. They asked the postal worker, do you have the ballots? No, we don't have anything. Can I see a manager? Manager came out and said, okay, let me look. Oh, look, they put it in a different area. Then they counted all the ballots. Out of 100, 3 were missing. That's huge. But look how they weren't going to give them the ballots. They just were completely missing. So that shows you something right there. They thought they were going to get all the ballots. The experiment failed. Think about 3% missing, or 5% or 10% missing in the country. And in the beginning, they couldn't find them. Were they switching things? Were they going to do something to the ballots? We don't know. But Trump tweeted this out. With universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which is good, 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. It will be a great embarrassment to the USA. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. Now, that caused everyone to go crazy. Delay the election. But I do believe he just baited them. And delay is very important. You'll find out in just a minute. Now, today at John Lewis's funeral, Obama was talking about voter ID, mail-in voting. About, listen, we need to mail in our votes to keep everyone safe. Now, this was at the funeral. And everyone was clapping. So Trump, he then tweeted this out. Glad I was able to get the very dishonest lamestream media to finally start talking about the risks to our democracy from dangerous universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which I totally support. So he set the bait. He's talking about a delay, and he's getting the deep state players, the corrupt politicians, the mainstream media out there to say, no, you are not allowed to delay anything. We're not going, you don't have the authority. We're not going to delay. And they're reciting different laws of why you cannot delay an election. Now, think about that for a second. He just set them up because he can use this against them if they try to delay the election. Now, a couple reports ago, I put up an article from the mainstream media where it says they won't know the election results on election day. So with the mail-in voting, we might not know who the president is. It might be delayed because they have to get together all the election results. Well, think about what they just did here. Trump was talking about delay. Now he has them. They're citing everything of why we can't delay the elections. But I do believe he used the word delay for two reasons. Because with this mainstream media article, what they're saying is that we might not have the election results right away. Why not? How long is it going to take? What happens if it takes a month? What happens if it takes 2 months? What if it takes 3 months? What happens if it takes 6 months? What happens? You see what they're trying to do? They're trying to delay the election results. They're trying to drag it out. Why? Who is the president if the election is delayed like this? In cases where there is no president-elect or vice president-elect, the amendment also gives Congress the authority to declare an acting president until such time as there is a president or vice president. Think about that for a second. So if there is a delay of counting the election results for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months, Congress can come in and declare an acting president. Now go back to Nancy Pelosi's statements and Hillary Clinton's statement where, well, he might not want to leave. He might want to stay in the White House. We're going to have to drag him out. Start putting it all together. Think about what they're trying to do here. Think of their plan. But Trump, the Patriots, they know the playbook. They know exactly what's going on. I think this is why Trump was putting it out there. Plus, he was doing it for another reason. Remember, Trump mentioned HCQ in March. This was a setup. The mainstream media, the deep state, they told everyone it will kill you. Remember, Trump set up Operation Warp Speed. Tells everyone he's working on a vaccine and therapeutics that's coming along great. He has the military standing by waiting to distribute maybe therapeutics. The mainstream media, the deep state, they're pushing mail-in voting. Made masks mandatory. They're increasing fear. The mainstream media deep state tries to prove their point with fake VA observation study and fake Lancet report. It all fails. Then the Henry Ford study comes out with clinical trials showing it does work. We have the Yale professor. We have the frontline doctors. They immediately censor all of it from social media. Ohio, they tried to ban it. Trump then awards Kodak with $765 million to create generic medication. Now, why would he do that right now? So everything is in place. The military, Operation Warp Speed. The FDA is looking at the data. Kodak is now on board as Kodak Pharmaceuticals. They're going to create generic medication. Now, let's go back to his tweet. Remember the mainstream media, deep state, the D's? They want mail-in voting? This is what he wrote. With universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which is good, 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. It will be a great embarrassment to the USA. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. Delay, he set them up. They're giving all the reasons why he can't delay it. It won't be delayed. Mail-in voting is secure. It's good. We won't delay the elections. He wanted them to say this. Why? Because once the FDA approves it, once Kodak Pharmaceuticals is manufacturing the drug, the military is going to hand it out. If everyone is protected, if everyone is getting the cure, if everyone feels safe, do we need mail-in voting? We don't, because people can vote safely in person. No delays, nothing. So it seems that he's going to play the Trump card at the right moment. He knows the playbook. He knows what they're trying to do. And if we go back 1 year, July 30th, 2019, to post 3553, it says, not the first time, not the last time. Reread Pass Drops RE Voter ID. Trump and the Patriots, they're in full control of all of this. This was planned from the very beginning because they knew the playbook of the deep state. They knew what they were trying to do. And now the Senate committee is backing a bill that would allow Americans to sue China for failing to stop the coronavirus pandemic. Now, there are certain individuals like Dianne Feinstein who's out there saying, no, this cannot happen. China is fantastic. But people now are seeing this. Now, with the second event, we know they're going to be pushing a lot more riots. But it seems that certain businesses and certain sports associations, they're standing up to the mob. Trader Joe's tells mob to pound sand. This is what they wrote. To our valued customers, in light of recent feedback and attention we receive about our product naming, we have some things we'd like to say to clarify our approach. A few weeks ago, an online petition was launched calling on us to remove racist packaging from our products. Following were inaccurate reports that the petition prompted us to take action. We want to be clear. We disagree that any of these labels are racist. We do not make decisions based on petitions. We make decisions based on what customers purchase, as well as the feedback we receive from our customers and crew members. If we feel there is a need for change, we do not hesitate to take action. Letting them know you're not the majority. The majority of the people are fine with their packaging. Remember, the social media platforms, the mainstream media, gives the minority a bullhorn to make it seem like they are the majority. It's actually the opposite. And then we have the NHL. And players and coaches, they all stood for the national anthem. Both teams together. So it seems that there are certain organizations, certain businesses that are now standing up to the mob. Just because the mob tells you to do something doesn't mean you have to do it. Actually, the majority is much, much larger than the mob. The mob is amplified by social media, by the mainstream media, and by the swamp creatures that are going along with this. The rest of the country is sitting back going, wait a minute. This makes no sense to us. We don't want this. The same thing that was going on with the changing of the Redskin name. The majority of the people were fine with it. But once again, the swamp is deep and wide. Let's get into some of Q's posts. This is post 4617. Q brings us back to post 3580, and it says, I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery, Thomas Jefferson. What we seek is the reign of law, based upon the consent of governed and sustained by the organized opinion of mankind, Woodrow Wilson. Educate the informed, the whole mass of people. They are only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty, Thomas Jefferson. Let's move on to post 4618. Q says, do not mistake silence for inaction. And that reminded me of a Sun Tzu quote, and this is what it is. Be extremely subtle, even to the point of formlessness. Be extremely mysterious, even to the point of soundlessness. Thereby, you can be the director of the opponent's fate. What is going on right now? Trump and the Patriots, they are the directors. Just because they're silent, just because they're letting things play out, doesn't mean they're not in charge. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.